Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future podcast. I'm Todd Norquist at the Center for Science and Culture, and this is the ID Book of the Week. This week's featured book is Forced Exit, The Slippery Slope from Assisted Suicide to Legalized Murder by Wesley J. Smith, Spence Publishing Company, 2006. With proponents of assisted suicide achieving more than anyone imagined possible even 10 years ago, Spence Publishing has released a revised and updated version of Forced Exit, Euthanasia, Assisted Suicide, and The New Duty to Die by Discovery Senior Fellow Wesley J. Smith. Assisted suicide laws, which have led to thousands of needless deaths worldwide, are only the beginning, says Smith. Now, some doctors seek unilaterally to refuse treatment if they decide a patient's life is not worth living. A growing number of doctors subscribe to futile care theory, claiming that physicians have the duty to refuse caring for those they consider it would be futile to treat. In Forced Exit, Smith pierces the emotionalism, fear-mongering, and euphemisms that are the standard fare of the assisted suicide movement to expose its attempt to strip the sick and disabled of their dignity. Far from a compassionate answer to suffering, assisted suicide is a new form of oppression. Forced Exit offers chilling evidence of just how powerful and dangerous the death culture in America has become. Smith makes a compelling case against legalizing assisted suicide and takes a close look at the truly humane and compassionate alternatives, challenging us to maintain morality in medicine, and protect the most vulnerable among us. Smith recounts his entry into this debate after a close elderly friend committed suicide. This friend relied on materials from the Hemlock Society, a pro-euthanasia advocacy organization organizing people to see suicide as a joyous act of deliverance. Using books with titles such as Let Me Die Before I Wake or Self-Deliverance with Certainty, Smith's friend found the tools and encouragement she needed to plan and carry out her own death. The self-killer was instructed on proper techniques and then, in an ineffectual disclaimer, warned that the information was only to be used for self-deliverance from terminal illness. Smith's friend had no such illness. Explains theologian Richard John Newhouse, thousands of ethicists and bioethicists, as they are called, professionally guide the unthinkable on its passage through the debatable, on its way to becoming the justifiable, until it is finally established as the unexceptional. It is precisely this that Smith urges our culture to stop as regards euthanasia. To that end, Smith offers sobering evidence that the right of the terminally ill to die with dignity will lead to involuntary euthanasia or selective medical treatment and perhaps even forced death apart from terminal illness. Smith treats with compassion those who long to commit suicide. He recognizes that the euthanasia issue arose because people watched their loved ones writhe in pain after receiving inadequate medical care. He realizes that many support euthanasia because of a very reasonable fear of being victimized by our money-driven, dehumanizing, and increasingly impersonal healthcare system. The unraveling of communities and the breakdown of families has also contributed to a system of malaise and despair within society, giving many fewer reasons to live or value life. While Smith does not deny the valid emotions driving the euthanasia movement, he recognizes that euthanasia is not the solution to these problems, but is rather a surrender to them. This newly revised version of Forced Exit has been updated with a new section that discusses the Terri Schiavo case and the pro-euthanasia movie Million Dollar Baby. Be sure to pick up a copy of Forced Exit, The Slippery Slope from Assisted Suicide to Legalized Murder by Wesley J. Smith, Spence Publishing Company, 2006. Visit us at www.discovery.org/podcasts. And while you're online, be sure to visit our sister site at idthefuture.com for news about intelligent design. I'm Todd Norquist for ID the Future at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.